Vacationing families and long-distance travelers have enjoyed the convenience of rest stops for 50 years. Iowa now has 38 fully equipped with bathrooms, vending machines, and picnic areas. During certain hours of the day, they're crowded with many more 18-wheelers than cars. Dennis Mabee is a rest area manager for the Department of Transportation.
We put in bigger truck parking lots, and the truckers use them. It's kind of a build it and they will come thing.
But it's still not enough. At this I-80 rest area near Mitchellville, the scarcity of truck parking spaces is so severe that semis have pulled up alongside the entrance and exit ramps, even on the shoulders of the interstate. Transportation planner Phil Mesker is monitoring the spillover.
We definitely have an increase in freight traffic, and it's projected to continue to grow at just an exponential rate.
Here comes the truck right now.
There's a truck here right now that's pulled right up in front of the facility, and this is the designated area for automobiles.
No one is more upset by the parking squeeze than the truckers themselves. By law, they have to pull off the road and rest after 11 hours. Kevin Stewart is hauling an oversized load to Atlanta and spent the night sleeping in his rig, blocking spaces in the automobile area.
Because I parked back there in the curve, and I was afraid that somebody was going to come bang on my door and be pissed because I'm in the approachway. That is technically kind of a bad thing, but you got to do what you got to do.
Commercial truck stops are just as crowded as public rest areas, according to Ken Sayers, who just woke up to resume his journey to Salt Lake City.
Trying to find a parking spot at truck stops is miserable and it's unsafe. The way it is, I have to spend at least the last hour looking for some place.
A partial solution is to let drivers know in real time where open spaces are. Iowa is sharing a federal grant with other Midwest states to implement a system using digital road signs, smartphone applications, and other technologies so drivers can locate available spaces in advance. Steve McMenamin is a DOT administrator.
We have 16 million people that use the rest areas every year, so we found that almost every rest area at some point during the day is 120 to 150 to 200% capacity. Yeah, that's a problem.
When truckers invent parking spaces at rest areas, Iowa tends to be more lenient. But State Trooper Jim Traynor says it becomes a safety issue when they park alongside the interstate.
It's kind of a catch-22 because if you tell them to move, they could be a tired, fatigued driver. We do as best we can. If they start getting back out on the too far on the interstate, we'll knock on their door and tell them to move on or go to the next truck stop, kind of guide them on their way.
Transportation planners say an alert system that points drivers to open spaces could save millions of dollars for the state and trucking industry, including expenses now wasted on travel time, diesel fuel, road damage, and accidents related to drowsiness. Phil Mesker says the DOT will soon be enlisting private truck stops as partners.
We are anticipating that there could be some tenderness there that we're going to have to be very careful of, that it's not, you know, oversight of government or anything like that. It's a common problem that we're trying to solve.
The new parking information system will initially focus on Interstate 80 from Des Moines to Davenport, a stretch that now has more than 2,300 parking spots for semis. Along I-80, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.